I was reading John Corson's commentary this week on heaven from the Gospel of John. He wrote something that was very significant. He said, according to an April 24th, 2000, the Washington Post article, 88% of the Americans believed in a literal place called heaven. An important statistic, because imagine what our society would be like if we didn't have anybody believing in heaven. That would mean they wouldn't believe in Christ. What would that mean if no one believed in heaven? It would spend, people would all of a sudden want to stay in their youth. All of a sudden they would want to go and buy stuff and spend millions to make themselves younger. They wouldn't want to grow old. The theology of the society that didn't believe in heaven would be based on the here and now. Corson wrote, wait a minute. We are that culture. Because although our generation gives lip service to the idea of heaven, we do not live out the reality of heaven. Can you imagine what our world would be like? It's getting close to that now, the reason I'm bringing it up. People wouldn't believe in a real heaven. If they didn't believe in a real heaven, everything they did would be in this world only. And everything in this world ends sometime. We are taught to children in Vacation Bible School. I spoke to them about John had written in his gospel. Jesus came unto his own, but his own received him not. But as many as received him gave he the power to become children of God. Awesome, awesome verse there. But sometimes when we tell people accept Christ as Lord and Savior, we don't give them the really, really, really special part after that. And that is they have eternal life. They will be with God forever and ever. So we teach that by receiving Christ as Lord and Savior, we become a child of God. And with that status, we are promised an inheritance in the kingdom of God. What a gift God has in store for his children. We need to preach often and tell others to receive Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, but not only to receive him as Lord and Savior, but understand the awesomeness of being a child of God. For God has in store for us in heavenly places, receiving Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior brings about something of authenticity. Through his promises, Jesus made heaven a real thing to his disciples. In John 14, 1-4, Jesus tells the disciples that he's going away to his Father. He's going to make a place up there for you. And when he comes back, he's going to take you with him to this place that he's leading us through. Jesus tells the disciples that he was going with his Father. The disciples were troubled. Jesus said, let not your hearts be troubled. Believe in Christ. Jesus isn't a liar. What he says is the truth. And he will prepare a place for all of us. We all are disciples of him. And John wrote in his epistle, 1 John 3:2, beloved, now we are children of God. We do not know yet what we shall appear as, but, big but there, but we know that when he shall appear, we shall be like him, for we shall see him as he is. So just as Jesus walked through those doors, disciples meeting and had the doors locked and everything under attack where no one could come in unless the doors were unlocked, Jesus walks through the doors, walks in and says, hey guys, how you doing? Can you imagine us? That's the body we will have. We'll have a body like Christ in our eternity by receiving him. Nothing can hold us back. We can walk through anything we want to. So we need to tell others about receiving Christ as Lord and Savior. Will someday have a body like Christ. And in John 20:19, John tells us on the evening of the first day of the week, that was more than a week before Thomas did come back in. And Jesus told him the same thing, peace be with you. And then he had him to reach his fingers into his hands to make sure it was him. And then put his hand in his side to make sure it was him. And then Jesus said something that affects all of us here. For Jesus told Thomas, he said, Thomas, blessed are those who know and can see who I am, but blessed are those who do not see and believe. That's you folks. A special blessing for each one of you for believing in Jesus Christ, even though you haven't seen him, but you have the Holy Spirit inside of you where you believe in him. There's a special blessing for each of us. Because you have seen, you believe, but blessed are those who have not seen and yet believe. By believing, we will have the same body as Christ, which is a glorified body that will have awesome physical properties in each of us. Today, as we get older, I was sharing, both my knees hurt, both my arms hurt, everything hurts. Someday I'm going to have that body, and the rest of us are, where nothing hurts, okay? That's how awesome it is. And in 1 Corinthians 2:9, the Apostle Paul writes, "No eye has seen, no ear has heard, no mind has conceived what God has prepared for those who love Him." Our experience in the new world will be out of our mind. It will be so wonderful. We have something. Nothing but goodness shall fill our eternal life as a child of God. And by standing on the promises of God, we have hope. You know, hope's a special thing. Hope when you've accepted Christ as Lord and Savior. For hope brings out love. Hope brings out other specific things in our life. But what if no one had hope in God Almighty? What if the number of those who believe in heaven all of a sudden drops, as it has recently? So I thought about those poor kids in their tents with a temperature so hot tomorrow, 107 degrees, they say, maybe. And they're in those tents back there, hoping that somebody will give them something to drink, maybe, or something to else. They have nothing except the tent and a couple things somebody gives them. But what about that? They have no hope now. What hope will they have for the future? People need to have hope. And now as I think more and more about it, I heard one person say it was I'm not preaching for voting for anybody, but I heard one person say they were a Christian, a born-again Christian, of all the people running for office. I wish we could get more people, more Christians. John was inspired to write in Revelation, "I heard a great voice out of heaven saying, Behold, the tabernacle of God is with men, and He will dwell with them, and they shall be His people. And God Himself shall be with them and be their God. And God shall wipe away all the tears from their eyes. There shall be no more death, neither sorrow nor crying. Neither shall there be any more pain, for the former things are passed away." Nothing but goodness can come out of eternal life with God. We can have hope in God. There's nothing that can take that away from us. God has in store for us things that we can't even our mind understand. But what hope do those have who have not received Christ as Lord and Savior? The number of those who believed in heaven is dwindling. Too many of today's people are trying to make the most of this life. They do not have reason, they don't think, for believing in Christ. When someone does believe in Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, they do not believe in eternal life, well, we need to step in and tell them, when you accepted Christ as Lord and Savior, you were granted eternal life. And when they do not believe that eternal life is good enough for them because they sinned, and we say, well, we're a sinner too. Come with us. We had ours forgiven when we asked. All you have to do is ask and they'll be forgiven. What hope does an individual have if he or she doesn't love God the way God loves us? We need to teach that, every one of us. God has given us something that is so powerful and so mighty. And then I thought this week, when a nation turns from the one true God, we become a nation without hope. And a nation without hope will have no respect in God, the Almighty. And when a nation turns its back on God, God turns His back on a nation. Just ask the Jewish nation about it. We need to pray every day for this nation to become one nation under God again. For if this nation turns its back against God, God will turn His back against us. It's a wonderful thing God has in store for His people in this new heaven. What we know about heaven needs to be shared. If anyone would know, today we grow a day closer to God every day we live. A day closer. We look in the mirror and we say, well, that's not the same person I knew once before. But wait till you look upon yourself with someone like God Almighty standing beside you. And we have a body that's so wonderful. It never gets sick. It is a wonderful body for all eternity, a body like Jesus Christ, a body with all power and all might. And we will be there with other Christians, with a home prepared for each of us by Jesus Christ and God Almighty. Think about what we have, for what we have asked for. We have asked Jesus Christ to come into our hearts. He has. He has made us a child of God, and He's offering unto us things that we cannot even conceive of in our mind that we will have someday when we leave this world and we go into the world of eternal life through Jesus Christ. But it got me right now when I thought about this week, and I don't know how we're going to do it, but all these people have nothing, and they're so happy with nothing that they don't come out of it. We need to pray real hard for them this week, because 107 degrees is awful hot in the tent. So pray that we will become one nation under God again and thank God for what He's done for us. Let's go to the Lord in prayer. Almighty Father in heaven, we can only picture in our minds what You have offered unto us as children of God. The new bodies that You'll give us, Lord, that will last for all eternity. They'll never get sick again. Lord, and there'll be nothing but happiness in this place that You've made for us. Happiness, Lord. There'll be no people on one side, no people on the other side. Everybody will be right there down the middle, Lord, talking to You and understanding that they are children of God. Father in heaven, I pray for all the nations around the world and all the communities, Lord, that are still in the darkness. I pray, oh Father in heaven, they'll come out of the darkness and into the light, that they'll receive Christ as Lord and Savior. They'll become a child of God. And then they get the inheritance that God Almighty has given us. What do we deserve? We don't deserve any of it, but God loved us so much that He's willing to give us this inheritance. Oh Lord, our God, we love You. We thank You for the blessing You've given us. Be with us, Lord, every step we make. Be with us when we rise, and be with us when we lay down, Lord. Be with us in our movements, and be with us when we're still. Be with our families, Father in heaven. Touch them with Your grace, Lord. Let us see this church, oh Father in heaven, and come to it, Lord, so that they too might become a child of God. We pray these things in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.